33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice. Another New Year's Eve has come and gone. For some of you, that may mean new resolutions or maybe just dealing with a bit of overindulgence. But for Gary Carber, it means another night of chopping an onion and predicting the weather. Carber is originally from the panhandle city of Perryton. He now lives in Cameron in central Texas. Gary, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much for having me.
So explain how this onion forecast works. What do you do?
It's really simple. You just take a nice, juicy onion, and it doesn't matter what kind. It can be red. It can be a Texas sweet. It can be a white one. It can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
You take a knife and cut it through the axis, which is the stem and the roots, so that when the halves fell apart, you can take cups out of them. You take the cups out, and the largest cup of the first half, you put in a 12-count muffin tin,
mm-hmm.
starting with the largest cup, going down to the smaller cup being June. The other half, you take and use the larger cup for July, going down to December. Then you put one level teaspoon of salt in each one of the cups. You set it out on New Year's Eve. And then on New Year's Day, you go get it and look at the salt in each one of the cups. If the salt is as dry as when you put it in there, it'll be a dry month, which means 0 to 1/2 inch of rain.
Mm.
If it's moist or crusty, then that'll be a moist month, which is 1/2 inch to 1.5 inches. If it's salt, or sometimes it'll even have water standing in it.
Wow.
That's going to be a wet month, and that means that you'll get more than 1.5 inches of rain.
Now, wait. Now you are methodical about this. You've got the cups going down in sizes. You've got the level teaspoon. What happens when you put it out there overnight? I mean, how do you explain it? Is it magic? Is it God talking to you? Is there any kind of actual science here? What do you believe happens overnight? Why is one onion different than the other at the end of the day?
You just got to believe it.
Hmm.
There is one drawback on it. It's only good for about a 50-mile radius of where you do the test.
Now, where did you get this tradition from?
I learned it by watching my mother do it for approximately 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she learned it from watching her mother do it for about 40 years.
And you've talked to other people who do this too. What do they say about where they learned it and how it was passed down?
Well, I've heard one man said that it came out of tradition out of Russia. I've read where the Chinese have been doing it over 1,000 years. I've read where the American Indians do it. There's one lady in Italy that does it every year, and she's almost 100 years old.
Wow. So how accurate is this?
I say 40 years. I've probably been doing it 50 now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been keeping accurate records for about 25 years. Over a 25-year run, I'm running about 92%.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty accurate. So what do you think, what does the onion forecast say about the weather near Cameron? I guess if it's 50 miles, this might be good for what sort of Temple and College Station, but really just right around your area, right?
Yeah, right around Cameron. I would really like to know myself because my onions got soaked with all the rain.
So is this an outlier year? Are you able to count it, or are we expecting monsoons all year long?
I'm going to have to retest.
Okay.
The lady in Italy says that you can do a repeat test, and I've got to get back in touch with her and find out what day it is for sure.
Oh.
But I think it's the 22nd.
I see. There's a specific day of a retest where it's okay.
There's a specific day that you can do a retest. I have seen that much water in a good test before, you know, where the cup was full of water running into another cup.
Uh-huh.
Now, anybody that's been to the Texas Panhandle knows that, you know, the average rainfall is 18 inches a year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that particular year, there was water in May running into June.
Oh.
My first thought is somebody's played with my onion forecast. That year in May, we got 14 inches of rain.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Well, I'm glad we checked in with you this year. That's pretty wild. We may have to check back in with you after the 22nd. Gary Carber joins us today from Cameron, Texas. Gary, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.